Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word. Father, I just want to thank you for life. I really thank you for life. Thank you because to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. We are grateful to be joined to the living. And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us, especially concerning our health, and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. One of the things that I want you to know about God's word is that God's word comes to us to give us a way of thinking. Why is this important? Because the moment your thinking is recalibrated, you begin to function at the level of your soul prosperity. So you are living at the level of the transformation of your soul. There is what God has done in your spirit, and that is perfect. Because of the perfection of what has happened in your spirit, it makes it alarming what we are seeing in your body. And I'm not talking for you alone, I'm talking for myself. If what Jesus has done on the cross for me is true, why is there a disparity, you know, in what I'm seeing in my body? This is nothing compared to what I heard that Jesus has done. The Bible says all things are under his feet. See, but we do not see all things under his feet. Then he consoles us. I'm quoting Hebrews chapter 2 now. He consoles us by saying, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus, who though for a particular time was made a little lower than angels, that for the suffering of he suffered, that he might taste death for everyone. You see? So we see Jesus. That seeing Jesus is getting your mind transformed until you can see what Jesus has done. It's powerful. That's why we have scriptures. That is why it's not good enough to just jump in and give people a miracle. And that's beautiful. Sometimes that's necessary. Intervention is really necessary sometimes, because if Peter is sinking, you can't give him a crash course on faith while he's going down. But you can intervene to get him back to the boat. And while he's there, you quickly teach him faith, knowing that this is not the last storm that he will face. I said all of that to say this, that the necessity for instructing you in scripture is so that your miracle can be permanent. It is necessary that you understand the thought pattern of a victor. Why is this necessary for your healing and health? There are ways that sickness and disease comes into a man's life and stays there. One of such is the temptation to accept it as normal. And so the Bible says something, Proverbs chapter 6, is such a beautiful light. And trust me, if you have not seen it like that before, I have not seen it like that before. All right. I mean, I'm just maybe yesterday years old when I saw this thing. Look at it. The Bible says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. So this kind of stealing, according to this scripture, is the kind that can be rationalized and almost considered as normal. But the Bible still calls him a thief. That means while you have a good explanation, he will still do what he plans to do, which is stealing. The Bible says we do not despise him because he was stealing because he was hungry. Meaning there are certain sicknesses that you have come to terms with. You have grown accustomed to them. You say, I was so born. You say, after all, that is how it happens to women. Listen, never embrace as normal what scripture calls abnormal. This is why God's word comes to you, so that you begin to think at the elevated pedestal that God thinks in. Sickness is not normal.
The Bible says when it comes to steal. And it can decide to come as something normal. I give you a classic example. Menstrual pain is not normal. It's a satanic oppression designed to resist you at every particular time of the month. You can't be a slave to that thing. You can be free now. Number one, refuse it as normal. Sickness comes to steal. Don't allow the thief into your house. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God made it. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.